Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Our goal is to always have the best line that we can have, offensive line. We made a tough call last year to go younger. Looking back on it, I think it was absolutely the right thing to do. And we are aware that we have some, you know, guys that contracts are up. And we'll look at that and certainly have some discussions with players.
Woman Crush Wednesday. Playing the hits from your favorite female artist or band. Nolan, who we jamming to starting the 11 o'clock hour?
TLC. Creep.
This is Creep?
It is.
Hmm. Okay. What's that? Left Eye, who else? Isn't there a Chili in there?
I have no idea.
One of them was dating Andre Rison.
That was Left Eye Lopez. Yeah. Did she burn his house down?
Yeah.
I mean, rest in peace. Unfortunately, no longer with us. But
yeah.
Hey, they were like a really, really huge deal back in the early 90s. Unfortunately, their time came to an unfortunate end. But anyway, jamming to them. Anything you want to hear from anybody? Female artist or band, send that request plausible text line. But we're talking about the Ravens and finishing up on the offense, individual players. And that was Ravens GM Eric DaCosta talking about the O-line, tough decisions they made last year, i.e. Kevin Zeitler, Morgan Moses, who else? Left guard from last year, Jason Brown?
No.
Simpson.
Simpson, thank you. How quickly we forget. They retooled the line, and we talked many, many times about how that might be the weakness of the team. And, all right, was it the best in the NFL? No. But it was the worst in the NFL? Absolutely not.
I would say by the end of the year it was pretty decent offense. Because, you know, one of the first things with Ronnie Stanley, I mean, he took a haircut from $15 million to $7.5 million.
Yep.
So he got cut in half. I mean, that's... And he accepted it, so that's how bad he played the year before, because he didn't have any complaints. And the thing that Ronnie did, which you got to give him credit, he was healthy the whole year, didn't miss anything, was there in the off season, was there every day at training camp. So give Ronnie a lot of credit, because he played well, and he's going to make his money back. Because it's a great year for him this year, because it's not a good year for the draft, which means Ronnie's will be elevated even up, because teams need left tackles, Kansas City Chiefs. You know, so he's going to get his money back, and he won't be back with the Ravens. Patrick McCary was a pleasant surprise. You know, I mean, he's always been that great sixth guy where he could play center, he could play guard. You know, he was so valuable because he could play every position. Then when the Ravens talked about, is he one of the best five? Yes. Then he should be starting. And Andrew Voorhees was penciled in all offseason as the left guard. He tweaked ankle or whatever it was. And then McCary came in and never left. For one game, he left. Now, center Tyler Lindebaum, he's going to be consistently, you know, that guy. You know, is he the exact size you want? No, but he understands leverage. He's athletic. He's a leader. He's tough. He's smart. He's all those things. And he'll get a new contract, and he'll be a Ravens center for probably five, six, however many more
and
years.
And you think he's better than Creed Humphrey, who gets more of the accolades.
I thought Creed Humphrey stunk in that game, too. I just watching him on film, too. He plays too high. He's not as athletic as Lindenbaum. Lindenbaum understands leverage. And I like and the thing that, you know, you love about Lindenbaum, other than being an Iowa offensive lineman, wrestler. Because wrestlers understand, you know, about leverage and hand strength because they're always gripping and grabbing. You watch wrestlers, it's all about, you know, grabbing the wrist, holding the wrist, doing those things. And he's got balance and awareness and those things. So that's what you like about Lindenbaum. Now, Falele, probably the biggest surprise, pleasant surprise, you know, if you're a coach, you know, you're patting yourself on the back because you developed that guy. Because Daniel Falele was, you know, a right tackle.
You were not a fan.
I was not.
Falele there.
No. I liked his athletic ability. When I was at the rookie mini camp, I was shocked for a dude 390 and that, because they had them walk over hurdles. And Bob, he could just walk the hurdle and, you know, like a hurdler, he could just pull it right over. I'm like, damn. You know, so he has knee bend and athleticism. He just is too damn big was his problem. And he was never in shape. That was the biggest thing. And he wasn't in shape at training camp either. You know, he was good for one or two plays. But as the season went along, got better, got himself in shape, probably lost some weight because on the pulls was doing a nice job pulling and kicking out, turning up the field. And his arms were 36 inches. So comboing up, if he got his hands and he could push you, yeah, he could do that. You know, would he lose some guys like on the reach blocks and stuff? Yeah, the sustaining the blocks, that wasn't really his cup of tea. But like in the pass protection, if there was a big dude on him, he could handle a big guy because he could anchor. He could sit down and anchor. He'd have some trouble, you know, with some guys that were real athletic and they maybe come around on a twist. But the kid made the alternate to the Pro Bowl, and you figure the confidence and stuff and the offseason, you expect him to really take off this offseason and maybe get his body, you know, not so soft and stuff, get it more chiseled. He should be nothing but better.
That's his spot, right guard?
I think absolutely. I why change him? You know, I mean, he had a hell of a year.
Pro
found
Bowl
his spot.
Alternate, yeah.
Yeah. And then Rosengarten, another guy that, you know, I mean, when he came in, I'm like, Jesus, this kid ever seen a weight room? You know, I mean, he looked, it was like, he didn't look like Voorhees. Voorhees was ripped and muscled up. Rosengarten looked like, Jesus, criminy, get in the damn weight room, you know, because that's what you saw at the, when they played Michigan. He just got run over. Now, Rosengarten, you know, he was struggling early on and alternating in there. And then they gave him the spot, and they were helping him. But by the end of the year, he was able to handle it by himself. I thought he really made great strides, really made great strides. And he's a very athletic guy. He can run, do all those things. He gets stronger and is able to put that foot in the ground and anchor consistently. He's got left tackle feet, so he'll be the left tackle. So those three, Lindenbaum, Falele, Rosengarten, solid, and the best part about him, all young. They're all in their first contract.
Let's project with the assumption that Ronnie's gone.
Yep.
Next year's starting five with Voorhees, obviously, still very much in the mix.
Yeah, I think Rosengarten will be the left tackle. Voorhees the left guard. Lindenbaum the center. Falele the right guard. And they got to find a right tackle. Because they really don't have anybody that can play it.
Nick Samick's what? Interior
center,
lineman?
Yeah. Yeah, and Bob, to be totally honest, he was always the guy that was inactive. I don't, Michigan State, I'm guessing tough kid. We'll see in camp how he is.
And you don't want him to re-sign Ben Cleveland, is that?
No, Ben can go bye-bye, you know. And Josh Jones was okay, you know, I mean,
sure.
He was
a veteran dude.
Yeah, he played tackle, guard, you know, and that's the type of guy that you need. But they're going to have to, what do you figure? At least two draft picks probably on O-line?
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll break down the Ravens' defense coming up around 1:30, so stay tuned for that. But coming up next, whip around what happened in the world of sports. A couple of things, mainly hoops-related, because hockey's on hiatus because of the four countries. Baseball hasn't really started yet, not even open to the media. Some camps, including Baltimore's. But there was some historic stuff that went on. And, boy, I was wrong about Super Bowls. There was a Super Bowl that took place on this date, February.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Harry the 12th.
Vinny and Hades with.
Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Hades, 105.7 The Fan. It's the whip around on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Hades, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, college hoops tomorrow night. You can hear it on The Fan, 8:30 tip. Terps taking on Nebraska. The Wizard, Walt Williams, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, preview that game. Just talk about the conference in general and maybe get his thoughts on the big trade in the NBA, you know, since the Wiz played 10-plus years in the National Basketball Association. Maryland, 18-6, 8-5, ranked number 25 in both polls. Cornhuskers, they won 4 in a row. They're 16-8, 6-7. Joe Lunardi has both in the big dance. So we'll talk about all of that good stuff and more. Speaking of the Big Ten, let's see. Last night, Michigan, I had the two TVs working. in the office. I had Tennessee and Kentucky on Espen, and then Michigan Purdue on Peacock. Were we talking yesterday about apps, Nolan, downloading? And of course, I think Peacock might be a standalone app, right? Masson isn't, because you got to hook it up to your cable provider.
Right.
But I think I borrow my niece's password because I haven't signed up. You know what I mean? But I don't have to link my cable provider to sign in. Like, one of the keys, not to get too deep into the conversation here, once the weather changes and I'm out on the deck and I got three, sometimes four TVs going, I got Fire Sticks and Amazon TVs that already have Fire Sticks in them. So if I want to get ESPN or Fox or NFL Network, it's all got a hook through my cable provider.
Right.
Same with DAZN. Actually, I think DAZN might be standalone. Anyway, but I think Peacock, I didn't have to because I signed in.
It's NBC.
Yeah, and I didn't have to.
All I got to do is just on the microphone, just go Peacock and it pops
up. But you got to pay for it.
Oh, I'm sure I do.
But I didn't have to link it, you know, log into your cable provider so they give you access. Oh, yeah. So I think Peacock might be a standalone.
It's both.
Oh, it is?
It's always. You can get it through your cable.
Oh. But Masson, you cannot, correct?
Right. Yeah.
And that's the rub.
That's what we're upset about.
That's what we're upset about. And they're doing the games from Baltimore anyway. Why not just have like all of them? What else are you going to do?
Right.
Anyway, we digress on that. But let's get back to the task at hand. So I have both games going. And Purdue was winning for most of the game, even late into the second half at, what's that, Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor. But the Wolverines came from behind. They win 75-73, number 20 in the country, Purdue number 7. They take it on the chin. Big win for Mayer. It's Dusty or Dustin? Dusty? Like the Dusty Trail, like something you'd see on Gunsmoke?
For the Michigan coach?
Yeah. Dusty. Yeah. Dusty. Here's, what is it? Which is Marshall Dillon? Where's Dusty May? He's taking care of Purdue right now. Also, in the Big Ten, Indiana. How about that? As Mike Woodson's on his way out. We were talking about this yesterday with Jerry Palm. By the way, a Purdue guy, so he's probably pissed. 71-67 over Michigan State, ranked 11. Tom Izzo wins. He passes Bob Knight. So how about that for a kawinky dink? No, help me out here. I don't mean to bother you at all, but is it a coincidence or irony that Indiana beat Michigan State and prevented him from passing Bob Knight?
I think that would count as irony.
Irony. So how about that? That's ironic that Indiana, with Bob Knight now in the Big East, throwing a chair in the sky right now, they prevent him from passing Bob Knight. So anyway, big win for the Hoosiers. What does this mean in the big picture? Probably not much. Illinois beat UCLA. UCLA had been on fire, but the Illini, who had not been, they win 83-78. USC beat Penn State 72-67. And Oregon, they've been sucking too. 81-75 Northwestern. Couple of upsets, top 25, if you want to call them that. 15th ranked Kentucky beat number 5 Tennessee 75-64. Tennessee took the lead with about 3 minutes left.
Right.
And then Kentucky went on a roll, wound up pulling away. Second time this year the Wildcats have beat the Volunteers.
Yeah, I know, at home and away. And Kentucky was down a couple of starters.
Yep. So there, and Pope's remade the roster. I mean, everybody portaled out. They have half of them went with Calipari to Arkansas. So good win for them. K-State upset Arizona State 73-70. Number 13 are the Wildcats, who have been playing great ball. And then UConn falling out of the top 25. They beat number 24 Creighton 70-66. So old Danny Hurley, I'm the best coach in the game. Don't turn your back on me like the rankings did. But anyway, NBA last night, Toronto 106-103 over Philly. Scotty Barnes, who's brilliant for the Raptors, 33-10-3. Emmanuel Quickly, I guess that hip's starting to get better. He had 23 in the win. And Tyrese Maxey was terrible. I know, I had him in daily fantasy. Detroit, talk about terrible. Oh my God. Pistons, who are really good. What a turnaround for that team. 132-92 over the Bulls. The Pistons, their storied history, which includes multiple NBA titles,
up 42 at halftime. Largest halftime lead in franchise history.
Wasn't it something to 27 or something like that?
Shame on you, Chicago. Yeah. Cade Cunningham, another great player, 26-7. Terps reunion in Chicago. Billy Donovan's got to be on the way out. Right?
Yeah, got to be.
Boy, and he would be an attractive coach to get back to the collegiate ranks for sure. You know, winning back-to-back national champions and all. Jalen Smith, Maryland, for the Chicago Bulls, 5-3-3. Kevin Huerter for the University of Maryland, now in Chicago, 5-5-4. Memphis beat Phoenix, 119-112. Ja Morant, 26.7 boards, 6 assists. Santi Aldama, 14-5-1 for Memphis. Of course, down the road, Loyola Greyhounds, Damian Lee, Calvert Hall, did not play for the Phoenix Suns. Alex Len, former Terp, now in L.A. with the Lakers, and we'll see how much run he gets because the trade with Charlotte was rescinded because the Duke kid was hurt, failed the physical. Dalton Kennett goes back to L.A. So Alex Len's tall, was athletic. Remember, this guy was the fifth pick in the draft 12 years ago, and he's made a nice living. Kind of riding benches, waving towels. Now he's got a chance to go to the playoffs for one of the rare occasions in his career. It is the Whip Around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Maryland history, it's February 12th, 1981 at Cole Fieldhouse. 19th-ranked Maryland beats Clemson 72-70. Ernie Graham, Baltimore, puts back an Albert King brick. This game was on local TV. I watched it at the buzzer. Albert King did finish with 28, brick aside. Ernie Graham at 17. Buck Williams, 11 points, 16 boards. Larry Nance, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He had 18 for the Clemson Tigers. 1994 down in Tallahassee. Terps hold off Florida State, 69-66. Keith Booth, Baltimore, 15-11. Joe Smith, National Freshman of the Year, 14-11 for Maryland. And Dwayne Simpkins, now the head coach at American U, at 11. X-Ray Hip had two big foul shots. Seal the victory. He had 10. And then 2 years ago today in Glendale, Arizona, Super Bowl 57.
Mahomes, pressure, lofting one, end zone incomplete. Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't catch up. There's a flag at the 10. Hang on, there's a penalty.
Prior to the pass, holding, number 24, defense.
Butker up, got it!
There you go, Kevin Burkhart, Fox on the call. You're the referees, helped the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. On that call, 38-35, Patrick Mahomes, most valuable player of that game. The Eagles were actually favored by a point and a half. Burkhart and Greg Olson on the call. Chris Stapleton sang your national anthem. Big old beard. Rihanna, halftime performer. Wasn't she pregnant?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. She was like 9 months pregnant.
I think she still is. I think that kid's still 2 years old waiting to come out. 115 million people. Watch said Super Bowl, what was it, 127?
Yes.
Sunday, and the rematch between the two, $7 million for a 30-second spot, now $8 million.
They did say,
cost,
Bob,
of inflation.
That at halftime, the went up to 133 million wanted, so quite a few people tuned in to see Kendrick Lamar.
And then after he was done, everybody dipped. It's Vinny at 81.57. The Fan will come back. Walt Williams will be joining us. Talk about the Terps tomorrow in Nebraska. Season so far, we're about a month away, everybody, from the Big Ten tournament and eventually Selection Sunday. Then a funhouse trip with Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw. And then Childs Walker, Baltimore Sun, talks Ravens with us. News from the Nest. He's on the Maryland Radio Network. He's a friend of the show. He's clutch, and we'll get to that. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's the great Walt Williams. Walt, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
And I keep forgetting to mention that you were in the Hootie and the Blowfish video 30 years ago. I only want to be with you. And I like the famous story. You're like, I didn't even know who the hell they were. But I'll show up and do it anyway. All right, Maryland. Derek Queen showed up big time, Walt, against Rutgers. And you knew with Bailey, who was sick, and Harper there, and the scouts were plentiful, you were there, speaking of stars, that he was going to maybe level up a little bit in performance. As we watch what has been a brilliant freshman season, was that his most dominant, impressive, all-around performance of the season?
Oh, man, if it ain't, it has to be very close. It has to be right there. I mean, you know, the first game he played with the 22-20, that was a fantastic debut. But, I mean, the magnitude of this game, the amount of pro scouts in there, You know, just the electricity that was in there in the arena. And he rose right to the moment, and it was from the beginning. He's had a Derek's had a few dominant games this season, but a few times in those first those first 10 minutes, you know, he's not putting in the work. So it happens in that second half. You know, those second 10 minutes of the first half and then into the second half. But in this Rutgers game, I mean, it was right from the jump. I mean, he started very early. You can tell that he was very motivated, not only with playing Rutgers, a tough in-conference game, but the game within the game, you know, competing against those two top freshmen.
Now, we saw Julian Reese struggle, and he's been great all season long, and I'm not going to sit here and rag on him for one bad game. But what happened? What did Rutgers do? Get him out of the flow? It was a lot like his younger days there, Walt, where he got in early foul trouble and just could never really seem to get himself out of that funk.
Well, yeah, that's what it was. He got himself in early foul trouble. You could see he was out of rhythm. He had problems from holding on to the ball. He was getting stripped a lot. But, you know, he's been very consistent this season. That was just one game. He's been more consistent this year than probably anyone on the team. You know, he's been a focal point down low, being able to score, rebounding the ball, being a defensive presence, blocking shots, altering shots. So he's been fantastic all season.
Walt Williams, the Wizard, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Fantastic all season long. It's been Maryland shooting from deep, especially compared to last year's team, which couldn't make a basket from outside of that arc. Selden Miguel, this is a guy that back in his Kansas State days was pretty brutal from deep, but barely over 20%. Now shooting over 40. All right, some of those threes could get a little questionable, like the one at Ohio State, 105, which he made, luckily. But he gets hot. He goes Walt Williams hot. So when you watch him get into sort of that flow, what's the most impressive thing about him? And granted, he's a little older than most of the players, but still doing the job and definitely adding some firepower from distance.
Well, you know, he has some experience being on that Angola team, playing against that caliber of players. So he has some high-level experience. And so he's coming out here, and he's finding his niche. This team has a lot of guys who can score the ball. When you talk about Jacoby Rice from the outside and Queen and Julian inside, you know, he just has to find his niche. And he's been doing a great job, especially in Big Ten Conference. He has gone to another level with the way he can shoot the ball from the outside. He's been able to shoot the ball off the dribble, off pick and rolls. If you're going underneath, catch and shoot. You know, both the bigs, Reese and Derek Dale, do a good job of finding that open man, because they often get double teamed. And he's been a guy who's been shooting the lights out in Selton Miguel. And the last game, he was terrific against Rutgers, especially in that first half. He was the fire for us in that first half, being able to shoot the ball from the outside, and Rodney Rice caught fire in that second. But, you know, those guys from the wing, you got five guys who average double figures. More importantly, each and every one of them can get you 20 on any given night. And they're going to need that type of performance. You look at the first time we played Nebraska, it was tight. The shooting from the outside is what kept us in the game in that first half, leading by maybe two or three at that first half. But we shot the lights out from the three-point line, almost 50%. And so that's what kept us there last game. The bigs, the interior, they're going to have to play better this time against Nebraska. They didn't play as well. We're going to need them to play a much better game this time around.
And for Nebraska, Walt, as they go there tomorrow, 8:30 tip, you can hear it on 105.7 The Fan. Look, right now the Cornhuskers are in the bracket, according to bracketologist Joe Lunardi in particular from ESPN, has him at a 10. Bryce Williams could shoot the three. The kid Asesian, who used to get Maryland the Blues when he was in Wisconsin, he's banging beyond 40%. So how do you go in there? And I don't want to say it's a trap game, because Nebraska's got a lot to play for, but how do you go in and impose your will and prevent what happened at Ohio State, when a game for 17 minutes, Maryland looked like a Final Four team, and then, you know, still Ohio State needed a bank shot to beat them.
But how do you prevent that sort of debacle from taking place?
Well, hey, I think Nebraska's a better team than Ohio State. So Nebraska's solid. They've beaten some top 25 teams, too, this
season.
Just
beat Ohio State, as a matter of fact.
They're right there, you know. And so they have big guards. They have a 7-footer in Braxton Lee and Burkay at 6'10". You know, so they have some interior presence. And in the past, the past game, they caused some problems for our interior players. So, you know, and they have size on that perimeter. So, to me, it's about the execution, finishing off defensive possessions, rebounding the ball, giving yourself an opportunity to get out and to transition, because oftentimes that's where the Terps create those open looks, especially from the perimeter, and they're able to get into a rhythm.
Hey, Walt, what did you think, or how surprised were you when the Lakers and Dallas, you know, made the trade with AD and Luka? And then do you think Alex Lynn, former Terp, is going to be able to help the Lakers?
Well, I was very surprised, especially on the Dallas Mavericks and trading a guy like Luka. He's a generational player. You know, he's arguably one of the best players, if not the best offensive player in the league right now. And so when you look at that, you're shocked. But ultimately, to me, when it pans out, I think that when you look at how Dallas is constructed, they do have guys who can put the ball in the hole from the perimeter. And then you have a guy like Anthony Davis who can score inside and then be a tremendous defensive presence. I think they went to another level what they can do on the defensive end without losing a lot offensively on the perimeter. So, but it all boils down to AD being healthy. If he's not healthy, the Mavs are going to be in trouble. I think that, so in the short term, I think Dallas Mavs, they make out. In the long term, I think the Lakers win this because right now, I don't know, defensively, I don't know where they are defensively right now, but they certainly can score. And so right now they're going to outscore guys. But at some point, especially when it comes playoff time, they're going to need a defensive presence. And so it remains to be seen if they're able to get somebody on the interior.
Now, Walt, as Anthony Davis deals with another adductor injury, maybe he needs something to maybe soothe the hurt feelings. And if he was looking for a nice old alcoholic beverage, maybe with some vodka in it, what advice would you give Anthony Davis here, a former Dallas Maverick yourself, of course?
Hey, all they have to do is stretch it out a little bit and then get him some of that Clutch Vodka, you know, the smoothest tasting vodka on the market, premium vodka but affordable pricing, you know, gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs, organically filtered. So, and also we give a portion of our sales back to One Maryland Collective, the NIL for University of Maryland. We thought it'd be a great idea to involve the community and impacting the caliber of student athlete University of Maryland recruits. So we thought that'd be a fun idea. So check us out at www.clutchspirits.com to find locations near you that carry Clutch.
All right, Wiz, appreciate the time as always. The legendary Walt Williams. Walt, enjoy the game tomorrow. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks, brother.
There's Walt Williams, everyone. We'll come back reset for you, bring Nolan McGraw in. And then Childs Walker, Baltimore Sun, news from the Nest style, his impressions of this roster, loaded as it sits right now, tweaks where to get over that playoff hump. Because we did the Dirty Dozen, led by Philly, way too early for next year. Rightfully so. Ravens coming in number two. And then Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about the upcoming draft. Talk about the end of the NFL season. Kellen Moore gets the New Orleans job. Sam Darnold is at fool's gold to offer him a ton based on, for the most part, 15 really good games.
Yeah.
Then a couple really bad ones with things on the line.
And, Bob, the other thing is like, if you're going to go pay him a ton of money, do you have the weapons that he just had?
Yeah, right.
You know, with Jefferson,
Addison.
Yeah. The guy from Green Bay and the tight end.
Oh, Aaron Jones, Well, let's bring in our secret weapon. He's Nolan McGraw, Quick Draw. How you feeling today? Digging out of White Marsh?
You good?
Yeah, doing all right. I had to go to my happy place this morning to remind myself that baseball season is almost here. So as I'm freezing my you-know-what's off and cleaning all the snow off the car, in my mind, it's the middle of July. The Orioles are in first place. A comfortable lead over the Yankees. That's what I'm telling myself. It's almost here, Nolan. Don't worry. Warm weather is on the way.
Well, middle of July last year, that's exactly what was happening. The Orioles were in first place, just blew the Yankees out. In first place, looked like the best team in baseball. And then it started to snow.
Right.
Snow 1 for 12 with runners in scoring position. A lot of those were flying down.
And some more good news coming out of, I mean, no media availability today. That'll start tomorrow. But the Orioles did announce that some guest coaches are going to be joining the team this spring. Former players, always good to see that. The list this year includes multiple generations here. You've got Zach Britton. Al Bumbry's involved. J.J. Hardy. Adam Jones, of course. Nick Markakis tagging along. Ben McDonald, you know he was going to be there. Scott McGregor, Brian Roberts, and John Shelby. So pretty star-studded cast there, and you love to see that. Because we talk to Mike Bordick all the time, and he, I believe, was down there last year. Used to help coach all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not there to get in the way. They don't want to step on any toes. No. That's not their personality. They just want to lend a hand. And who better to offer advice than some of the best players in franchise history?
There's a lot of Oriole Hall of Famers, a lot of All-Stars, and some world champions. By the way, B, Rookie of the Year in 73, he and T-Bone Shelby were the center field platoon when the Orioles won the World Series back in 1983. And T-Bone got a world championship with the Dodgers, too, in 1988. He was on that team that stunned Tony La Russa and the Oakland A's. So, yeah, we're getting there, Nolan.
Yeah, no, and great stuff. Just always having that attachment to former players. That's what an organization should do. No matter the sport, you can't ignore these people and shun them just once they take the uniform off, because the fan base still cares.
Respect your history, baby. Respect it, and respect it in a big way. We have time for a fun house?
Yeah, let's do a few. All
right, cool.
Quick draws, fun house. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Ravens offseason priorities. Eric in Bel Air here checking in says priorities 1 through 5. For the Ravens should all be on the offensive line, building the best line that they can. Lamar still covers up a lot of weaknesses in pass protection. He goes on to say, I don't see good pass pro group overall. Falele and Rosengarten, not so good in my eyes on obvious passing downs.
I would tend to disagree a little bit with that. You know, I mean, did they have some issues at times? Yeah, I thought they improved a lot during the season. You know, I mean, I think Rosengarten's going to be the left tackle, so I think they're going to need a right tackle, number one. And then there's a lot of holes that they need to fix. A right tackle, sure, but all five spots on the offense, the number one offense in the league, in the 31st ranked pass defense. I think corner, safety, pass rusher, inside linebacker and kicker. We got to add kicker to it.
Keep forgetting that one, don't we?
And we'll do this one here from Chris, who says, honestly, the only thing the Ravens need to do to take the next step is just do it. They've taken their lumps, learned their lessons. They have the roster and the staff, just need to get out of their own heads and do it. Win the games they're supposed to, and they will have more home playoff opportunities.
I think the thing that you look at, you know, what could they really do to improve, to get over the hump? What did the Eagles – the Eagles were plus 12 in the playoffs, plus 12. And what'd you say, Bob, in the 6 playoff games that Lamar – they're a minus 6 or something?
Right, yeah. I mean, everyone gets on Lamar and the offense for turning it over, but there's nothing to balance it out from the defense.
Right. I mean, they were down 0-3 in turnovers to Buffalo.
Right. So if you just are plus in the playoffs and fix your penalty situation, that may be enough to get you over the hump.
Yeah, because it's not like one. Well, I was going to say not like one guy cost him against Buffalo.
Maybe
he did, but you know, last year against Kansas City, conservative play calling, you know, turnover at the goal line, you know, because the defense. I mean, they shut
the Kansas City out for an entire half and didn't. They only scored one offensive touchdown. So it seems like every year there's a different reason they fall short. Maybe personnel isn't the reason they lose.
Turnovers and penalties, if you go back and look at it, they're a big, like in that first one, for, you know, against Tennessee, the interception on that first drive, you know, the Andrews, the tip one and stuff.
It's 58 Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back, talk news from the Nest with Childs Walker. More Ravens talk. What is it a personnel thing? Is it a coaching thing? Has it gotten into their heads now that they've gotten to this level of the playoffs but can't get over the Super Bowl hump? We'll count the midweek money. Hopefully, would buy or sell 12:15. And Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. We'll talk about the start of spring training and roster man for man.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.